Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Rider of the Ruby Hills by Louis L'Amour. Chapter 1. There was a lonely place where the trail ran up to the sky. It turned sharply left on the very point of a lofty promontory overlooking the long sweep of the valley below. Here the trail offered to the passerby a vision at this hour. Rosy-tipped peaks and distant purple mountains could be seen beyond the far reach of the tall grass range. Upon the very lip of the rocky shelf sat a solitary horseman. He was a man tall in the saddle, astride a strangely marked horse. Its head was held high, its ears were pricked forward with attention, riveted upon the valley, as though in tune with the thoughts of its rider. Thoughts that said there lay a new country, with new dangers, new rewards, and new trails. The rider was a tall man, narrow-hipped and powerful of chest and shoulder. His features were blunt and rugged, so that a watcher might have said, "Here is a man who is not handsome, but a fighter." Yet he was good-looking in his own hard, confident way. He looked now as Cortez might have looked upon a valley in Mexico. He came alone and penniless,